My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
B-Mac joins us here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Brian McFadden, 2-time Super Bowl champion, co-host of All Things Covered. The podcast is great. CBS NFL analyst. And B-Mac, man, talk to us about this situation with Russ. What do you know? What are you hearing out of Pittsburgh? Do you think he plays, tries to play, and then maybe is pulled?
Honestly, I think he's going to try to play. Will he play the entire game? That's a big question.
Yeah.
But if I'm Russell Wilson, if I was Russell Wilson, I try to do everything in my power to play, and here's why. If he does not play, and if Justin Fields starts against Atlanta and has a heck of a game and the Steelers win, you might not get in the lineup, my boy. I just got to keep it real, right? Because you are the starting quarterback. You won this quote-unquote competition. And if you're not good enough to go week one and you let the young fella get in that lineup and play lights out in his home state and the Pittsburgh Steelers offense put up numbers and they win the ball game, I don't know if they go back to you. So this is an opportunity for Russell just to kind of play and be serviceable. Because you don't know what happens if you don't play, especially if the team looks good and they win the ball game. So that's why if I'm Russell, I try to find every way in my power to tolerate this pain in this calf and get out there and be the starting quarterback for the Pittsburgh Steelers and just let the chips fall where they may.
The thing is, Brian, before you came on, I was joking around with Carl. I said, is it wrong to say I want to play against a Super Bowl champion who threw for 28 touchdowns versus a guy on his second team for a 6-round pick? Because, man, Fields tore us up in Chicago last year.
Yes, he did. Yes, he did. And the thing about Fields, for any defender or defense in totality, he is annoying to play against because he can become a plus one at any given time. I know you guys watched last night's game, and did you see how just annoying it was for Kansas City in trying to contain Lamar Jackson, put pressure on him? Because he can take off and go at any given time. And that's an element that Justin Fields has to his game. Not to the level of Lamar Jackson, because Lamar Jackson is one of one. But he can still improvise. And by the time, like he did last year when the Bears hosted the Falcons. So if you're Atlanta and hearing this issue about Russell and this calf that he's been dealing with the entire summertime, throughout summer, you want him to play because he is more of a stationary target than Justin Fields would be.
What did you think about last night? I do want to get into the Falcons and how you feel about Sunday. But let's talk a little bit about last night. I thought they asked – you know, Lamar to be Superman last night. And it's not that he can't, but I don't know if you want to start the season with him touching the ball. I think his total was over 51 touches. When you talk about throwing the ball 41 times and then, you know, the 16 carries, I just felt like it was a lot on Lamar, man. And I don't know if you can win that way if you're Todd Monken and the Ravens.
Well, before I answer that question, that was a great start to the NFL season, man. We've been waiting. We've been hungry. That was like a playoff game, man. Two alpha dogs going toe-to-toe, high-level quarterback play, high-level team play. Unfortunately, someone had to lose. But to your question, if you're Baltimore, you will ask Lamar Jackson to be that type of guy when you're playing against the likes of a Kansas City Chiefs, because they're one of the best teams in the league, right? Probably the best. Any other normal Sunday, Monday, or Thursday, you're not going to play against that type of competition where you need that Superman-like game from Lamar Jackson. So that's one luxury to have. Number two, Carl, Mike, I think if you need that from Lamar Jackson, he's good enough to give it to you. That's why I think he might mess around and win another MVP. My goodness. Right. Yes, he missed two major throws that you got to make when you're playing that type of competition. But outside of that, if it wasn't for Lamar Jackson, that game would have been over in the third quarter. He had he was their best runner. He was the best quarterback, of course. He was the best playmaker for them, and he had to. And the thing that was so annoying for me, just being a former defender, why it looked like he never got tired? What kind of shape is he in week one to run around and just never look like he's slowing down because he's fatigued? That's annoying to watch. So, right. To your point, they won't need that type of performance from Lamar Jackson week in and week out because they're not going to play against Pat Mahomes. They're not going to play against Andy Reid. Guess what? Next week, guess who they got? They got the Raiders. I don't care what happens with the Raiders and the Chargers this week in Baltimore. You know what is probably going to happen. There's no guarantee. I understand that. But let's keep it real. Like, that Baltimore team is good. That's a good team. And the only pass catcher that was alive last night was Isaiah Likely. What happens when Mark Andrews comes alive, when you get more out of Zay Jones? Jackson, man, he is special.
Brian McFadden's with us, guys, on the WaitForIt.com hotline, talking about last night's 27-20 win for the Chiefs at home. A lot of folks felt that Chiefs got all the calls, Bryant. They definitely made a statement about procedure and having everybody up at the line of scrimmage. But one of those derailed one of the Lamar Jackson improvisational plays, or maybe it was a design run play to Carl's point. Thing is, though, he lost weight. Maybe that's why he's so limber, bro. You know, he's lean and mean. Thing is, meanwhile, we saw displays of tremendous athleticism. Xavier Worthy, Rashee Rice, those guys, the receivers. It's like Tyreek who in Kansas City?
Man, listen, man. I was just highlighting how good Baltimore looked, even though they lost, you know, primarily Lamar Jackson. But, yeah, Carl, Mike, that Kansas City Chiefs team, oh, my goodness. Like, and what happens when they get Hollywood Brown back? You know, he's a 4-3 also, right? He's not Xavier Worthy fast, but he's faster than the average wide receiver. And Travis Kelce was just a body.
He's a decoy.
Travis Kelce was he was basically in the suite with Taylor Swift because he didn't really do anything.
True.
And no, they still won. Like, that's – oh, my goodness, man. Like, listen, I know this is not the best the Chiefs will look because it's week one. Every team, you know, kind of go through some hurdles week one. But, man, the team they played against is a high-level team. And Pat Mahomes just did whatever he wanted to do. And it was an average game for Pat Mahomes based on when you look at his efficiency and just the points that he was able to put on the football on the scoreboard, because a lot of their damage happened in the running game and just, of course, improvising. So, to your point, that Chiefs team, man, I know people are saying three-peat's not happening, you take the field. Man, until I see otherwise, man, you never doubt Pat Mahomes.
Right on.
And listen, we'll have plenty of time to discuss this, but my whole deal with the Lamar situation is, then why the hell do you go sign Derrick Henry? That to right. your point about needing him to play that way, yes, in those big games, but then why do you go sign Derrick Henry and not give him the ball more than he got last night? Mike was talking about he played a guy in fantasy last night that had Derrick Henry. Dude had like 10 points. You know, there's no reason they should have pounded him more last night. With that said, let's talk about the Falcons, because I want to talk a little bit about what you feel is going to happen on Sunday. Here's where I think this goes. I think we got a low-scoring game. I think just like we saw with the game last night, there'll be some unnecessary penalties and some setbacks. But I also think – and B, tell me what you think about this. I think the team that scores twice in the red zone probably wins this game. Is that crazy? Like, if it's the Steelers who get two opportunities or three and they score twice, if the Falcons score two touchdowns down there in the red zone, because I think it's going to be hard to come by.
To your point, what's the total set on the game?
The over-under?
Right, what's the total? Yeah, the total over-under.
On the Falcons and Steelers, we'll pull it right now. Because it was 40 – it was low. Because I think it was 44, something like that. Let's see if it's moved. Falcons.
42.
42. So there it is. It's Ooh. Come. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I love the under as well because I think both defenses will have the upper hand on either offense. That's number one. Number two, to your point about red zone efficiency, yes, that's going to be super important because you might not get in the red zone enough in this ball game. I think both defenses are going to have an outstanding day. And the key component for me in regards to the team that wins is the team that runs the football the best. Like, if you can run the football in this matchup, you're going to have an opportunity to really be successful and win this ball game. For Kirk Cousins, can he buy the necessary time that he will need to buy when you're playing against T.J. Watt, when you're playing against Alex Highsmith? I have a lot of respect for Atlanta's offensive line unit. I think they're one of the unsung units in the National Football League because people just kind of overlook them like they're some slouches. No, they have continuity and they play good football. But when you're playing against a one-of-one.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Like T.J. Watt. T.J. Watt's going to get home. Like, can Kirk Cousins do what he needs to do to be able to be efficient in the throwing game? So I love the under in this ball game, but for me, the key stat is the team that outrushes the other. Can Bijan Robinson, Tyler Allgeier get things going? Can Najee Harris, you know, Cordell Patterson, Jaylen Warren, if he's able to go get things going? Because the running game is going to be super impactful in determining who wins and who loses this ball game.
Hey, real quick, Arthur Smith going to dial up one of those goofy gadget plays in this game?
No. He's not doing that anymore. That's out of his system. We're going to see more strategic, more, you know, generic style of play. We're not going to get fancy. We get in the red zone. You know, you guys were used to seeing Arthur throw it in the red zone. We're running it.
Okay. So you know this is we stuff. You mean the royal we, right?
Yeah, no doubt.
Once a stealer, always a stealer.
Did I say we?
You did. You did. You really did. You really did. What do you think about tonight, man? Packers, Eagles. What do you think?
I love it. I love that we have Friday night football because last night was supposed to be an appetizer, but it was so good I'm ready for the main dish, and I don't have to wait an extra 3 days to get the main dish. I got one night. But tonight, I love the Packers in that spot. I know they're getting like +2.5. You know, depending on where you're shopping, maybe 3. I love the Packers in that spot. I don't know if the secondary for Philly, yes, it's a revamped secondary. I don't know if they got enough. You know what I mean? And it starts with some of your former Bulldogs in the front.
Right.
You know, Jordan Davis, Jalen Carter. They got to get things going. You know,
Beast.
When you remember when Philly was at their best during their Super Bowl run, they had 70-plus sacks, but they had dominant play for the interior guys, Fletcher Cox and Javon Hargrave. You know what I mean?
Yep.
So can they provide similar-like production for their defense? And I think it's going to be a high-scoring game. I think both offenses are going to have success. I mean, they should based on their personnel, but I like Green Bay in that spot.
All right, man.
I can't wait.
I know Green Bay, you could argue the Philly's got the defense, but to Brian's point, man, you know, Jordan Love, is he going to have a little freshman, I mean, a sophomore jinx, or is he going to step it up, man? We're going to see.
I hope not. I got him on my fantasy team, so and this is a big boy league, so I need Jordan Love to be very, very lovely tonight. Super
right
lovely.
On.
Super lovely. Go Steelers, by the way. Yeah, let's get ready. All Steelers fans that's tuning in right now.
All right, sorry, there's something wrong with your phone, Brian. We're going to have to drop you right now. Your phone's breaking up, man.
I got to get them hyped by Sunday. Let's get them going. We got Russell. Yeah. Who cares?
Can't hear you. Russell, phone's crapping out, man.
In the dome, nobody cares, Russell. If they play future, you tap your toe and you bob your head and you get ready to go. And if you don't play, Justin Fields, we're going to be in good hands.
First of all, I think if they play future, mentally he's spent. Yes. Secondly, just remember this. When y'all lose, just leave.
Yeah.
We don't need to talk about it in the stadium. Just leave, okay? That's all I'm saying.
You're talking about Steelers and Jack Ham and Terry Bradshaw.
We don't need to talk about all that.
That's great.
We don't want to hear about the steel curtain. Right. When y'all lose, just leave, okay?
Right. Get your hat, get your coat,
and get
the on out the door.
Hey, man, B-Mac, looking forward to it, man, and it's going to be a great weekend. Brother, appreciate you. Check out the podcast. Check him out, CBS NFL analyst, and we'll talk to you soon, brother.
Yes, sir. Have a great weekend.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.